Cumulus Station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Some Democrats are calling it the Monday Night Massacre. President Trump has fired Sally Yates, the acting Attorney General of the United States, for instructing Justice Department lawyers not to defend Mr. Trump's travel ban against legal challenges.
By standing up to President Trump and getting fired, Yates became a big hero to many inside the department. But at the same time, other Justice Department lawyers are very uncomfortable with this showdown. They think Yates should have just resigned without instructing subordinates not to defend the executive order. The new acting Attorney General, Dana Bainte, is an Obama appointee also, and he has now rescinded her decision.
Correspondent Evan Perez. President Trump is expected tonight to announce his choice to fill the U.S. Supreme Court seat left empty by last year's death of Antonin Scalia. Mr. Trump's had a list of 21 possible choices that he made public during the campaign. One possible leading candidate, 49-year-old Neil Gorsuch, who serves on the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver. The president of the Montgomery County Council blames President Trump for a spike in hate crimes. Roger Berliner says,
the energy that has been unleashed here is really so damaging. And so it is not surprising that we've seen a rise in hate crimes across the country. There's been an unprecedented rise in hate crimes. There is a correlation here. This is not happening in a vacuum.
Since last fall, there has been a rise in the number of reported hate crimes in Montgomery County. In the most high-profile incident, someone put up a sign in front of the Episcopal Church of Our Savior in Silver Spring that read, "Trump Nation, Whites Only." The House committee that oversees the district is ready to vote today on a two-year agenda that could see Congress once again take a more direct role in governing the capital city. Democrats quoted in the Washington Post call it an unprecedented, hands-on review of D.C. government, including locally passed laws and spending decisions. There's a new effort to legalize marijuana in Maryland, but it may be up to the voters to decide.
It's beyond time to do this, to Delegate David Moon.
Once again, we find ourselves in a position where the voters are far ahead of where lawmakers are right now.
Which is why he wants to open up legalization to a constitutional referendum. He says some lawmakers that were wary to legalize it themselves are more open to letting the state decide. The question would come up on the 2018 ballot, which could draw a lot of Democratic voters as Governor Hogan's up for re-election.
I'd like to think this is not a partisan issue. When you look at the breadth of support for legalization across counties, the voters themselves are not seeing this as a partisan issue.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
You could see a few scattered snow showers around the area today, but forecasters say not to worry. It's not likely to be any accumulation of snow. However, to our northeast,
some snowfall that will accumulate around New York City, potentially 1 to 2 inches. Work your way up towards Boston, could get 4 to 6 inches by the time we get through tonight.
Meteorologist Pedram Javaheri. Virginia State Police say they will be out on the lookout for drunk drivers this Super Bowl weekend. The state police is calling it Trooper Bowl. It begins Sunday. It'll go through Monday morning. State police will be stepping up patrols across the state to guard against impaired and reckless driving around the big game. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,971. The NASDAQ at 56,14. Sports, the Wizards are home tonight to take on the New York Knicks. The Caps are on the road to take on the Islanders. College basketball, Howard loses. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Snow, sleet, ice, freezing temperatures, or all of the above.
A winter weather advisory has been issued for the greater D.C. metro area.
Depend on the WMAL Storm Center on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com. Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. to learn more. Visit BethesdaHybridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, in Bladensburg, a very serious accident. Kenilworth Avenue northbound just before Annapolis Road. All lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene. As for the outer loop of the Beltway, just before River Road, we have an accident. Move to the shoulder. Police there as well. Good news regarding the inner loop at Branch Avenue. An earlier disabled truck is gone. And 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, it is up to a 38-minute travel time. Inbound New York Avenue slow going from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. 66 eastbound from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, about a 15-16-minute commute. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get precipitation. We'll probably see at least some snow showers this morning. Nothing really in the way of accumulations this afternoon. Most of that should end. There may even be a raindrop around later this morning. Should get just about 50 degrees, 52 on a south-southwesterly breeze. 37 tonight outside the district, colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Burke, 30 in Greenbelt, 31 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. The Boy Scouts will now allow transgendered children to join up. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, about 30 minutes from now, Steve Burns, our intrepid WMAL reporter, is hot on the trail of a wild animal on the loose in the District of Columbia. Where is Ollie? The world wants to know. 7:35, Steve Burns will give us his best assessment. At 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli will join us. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, joined by Mary Walter today. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian.
And also on the line right now is Niels Lesniewski, who's a senior Senate reporter for Roll Call. Good day to have him here, because there's all kinds of stuff going on, because it is the Senate that must confirm the president's cabinet. It is the Senate which must give its advice and consent when it comes to the confirmation of a Supreme Court nominee, and that is going to happen today. Good morning to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well and gearing up for a long day.
Yeah, I think it is going to be a good, because we're not going to hear the official announcement from the White House about who President Trump's nominee will be until around 8 o'clock tonight.
Wow.
Do we have any sense why it was so late in the day? What was the, just you trying to get some primetime coverage?
That's more likely than not. I haven't heard that officially, but that seems like what the idea is. And the other thing is, because of what's going on during the daytime, the Judiciary Committee in the Senate is occupied this morning with voting on whether or not to advance the Jeff Sessions nomination, Senator Sessions, to be the Attorney General. So those are the same people who are the folks who will be eventually reviewing the Supreme Court nominee.
And, of course, that's not unimportant right now, given the fact that the president signed the acting attorney general last night and replaced her.
That's right. Now the U.S. attorney, who is based in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside of D.C., of course, is the acting attorney general, and there is some apparent confusion or lack of precedent, at least, for the situation that's going on there when it comes to whether or not this individual is authorized to sign FISA warrants, was the report last night. So they kind of need to get the actual attorney general confirmed by the Senate in power ASAP.
Do you see the Democrats just dragging their feet with every single one of these nominees to just try to make it almost impossible for Donald Trump to actually get anything done if he can't get his people in place? And how does that serve them at all?
Well, there's two ways to look at that. They're going to slow walk most of the sort of nominees that are involved in these policy-making decisions that, like this executive order from last Friday on refugees and immigration. They'll slow walk people who are involved in those sorts of things, and I think that generally things are going to slow down further. Their view, I think, is that there's no real political price to be paid for obstruction, or at least that's what liberals think is the lesson of the Merrick Garland episode, if we can go back to why this Supreme Court seat is still vacant. They've come to the view that the Republicans didn't confirm a Supreme Court nominee who by any standard was more to the left, but certainly, you know, had the legal credentials for the job, but they didn't face any punishment at the ballot box. In fact, they picked up, they picked up the White House. Donald Trump is president.
Yeah, so, they're thinking if it wasn't that important, then maybe we can drag out and nobody will be all that upset. But here's the bottom line. I mean, will they then, the Republicans in the Senate, go forward with invoking the nuclear option, saying, okay, look, if 51 votes is all it's going to take to confirm a Supreme Court nominee, they could change the rules to do that. There'd be some blowback, but nonetheless, they could do it. Will they invoke that?
I think that, and this is, you know, parlor game before we know who the nominee is.
Right.
But my sort of expectation is that on this first nominee, that they're going to be able to come sort of off the cliff. Everyone will be able to come off the cliff, which probably would mean that there are 8 to 10 Democrats who ultimately support at least advancing the nominee to get him or her, although I think it's him based on all the everything that I'm hearing about the shortlist, to 60 votes, which would avoid this issue for this nominee. One thing that I hear from some people is that this is less of a not that it's unimportant, but it's sort of there's sort of less concern in some quarters about replacing Antonin Scalia with a conservative, because Scalia was a conservative.
Doesn't change
back where they started.
Put it back where it was, but and they're not going to get a liberal judge out of this president on any circumstance. So, put things back where they were, but then fight on the next one is what you're suggesting.
And if something were to, you know. If Anthony Kennedy were to, for instance, retire, who is sort of in this current context a Republican appointee, but he was more of the swing vote, probably be a real battle there.
Can I ask you, going back to Jeff Sessions for a moment, because, you know, with this Attorney General story developing today and the president having an entire Department of Justice that for a short while was not enforcing his executive order or defending it in a court of law, Jeff Sessions goes to committee today and will be voted out with maybe even one Democratic vote. How long before they get that to the floor of the Senate? And how long can Democrats drag that out, and will they?
Well, what we're looking at is that just the timeline-wise, the nomination of Rex Tillerson to be the Secretary of State is currently on the floor. That should be done and across the floor probably sometime Wednesday morning, so tomorrow morning. So the expectation, I think, would be that after Tillerson, they start the wheels turning seriously on the Sessions nominee. I'm gathering that's the next one in line, which puts the first sort of test vote on that on Friday, and then the question becomes whether or not the Trump administration and Mitch McConnell decide that the majority leader in the Senate decide there's so much urgency that they need to sort of run the clock through the weekend.
Through the weekend, right.
Yeah.
Most likely he gets confirmed Monday evening, but it's not you could stick around in the weekend and confirm him like late Saturday night or early Sunday
morning.
Or
it would be possible for Democrats not to offer objection and go straight to the floor, right?
That is also possible.
But not likely.
But doesn't
no.
Likely.
No.
That's my point. It's going to happen. What's the purpose of dragging it out another week? I don't get it. Well, anyway, listen, thank you, Niels. We greatly appreciate you joining us here to give us the update from the Senate version on a day when the president is going to announce his choice for the Supreme Court. 7:15, time for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, the serious accident on Kenilworth Avenue in Bladensburg, just before Annapolis Road, all lanes are blocked. Police are conducting an in-depth investigation. In the district, North Capitol Street, Northwest, northbound at M, we have two lanes blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene, so your alternates would be 1st Street Northwest, 1st Street Northeast, or New York Avenue. New York Avenue, speaking of NY Avenue, inbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel, about a 20-minute trip. The outer loop of the Beltway, before River Road, an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder, but police are still there. The inner loop between Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 25-minute trip, and no serious mass transit delays at this moment. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a little bit of maybe a snowflake or two, but it really is not going to amount to anything this morning. Probably even won't even see it. High around 52 degrees tonight, 37. Tomorrow, 47. Thursday and Friday in the mid-40s. And on Saturday, upper 30s. Sunday, a chance of afternoon rain and snow showers, so be weather aware on Sunday. Currently in the nation's capital, 35 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson and it's Mary Walter, and there were shakeups. There were shakeups overnight. Yet, if you aren't aware, if you haven't heard the news, Donald Trump fired the acting attorney general of the United States yesterday afternoon or yesterday evening early, and replaced her. Her name was Sally Yates. And the reason that that they did that was because they found out that the Justice Department, the acting attorney general, had told others in the Justice Department, do not go into court and actively defend, in a court of law, President Trump's immigration order. And when they found out that, indeed, that was going to be the case, that the acting attorney general was not doing that, and had ordered others in the Department of Justice not to do that, Donald Trump said,
Sally Yates, a person of great integrity who follows the law, was fired by the president. She was fired because she would not enact, pursue the executive order on the belief that it was illegal, perhaps unconstitutional.
That's Chuck Schumer.
It was a profile in courage. It was a brave act.
It was a profile in courage.
And a right act.
Yeah, and apparently no tears were shed during the statement there.
And apparently Trump said the exact opposite
of
that.
And then Trump said,
you're fired.
Thank you!
Wow, we went a long way to get there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I'm sorry about that. All right, so anyway, Sally Yates has been fired, replaced by Dana Bente, who, as you heard just a few moments ago, is the person who was serving as the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. And he has let it be known that the Justice Department is absolutely supposed to go into court and defend the president's immigration executive order. But that wasn't the only person who was replaced yesterday. Trump replaced the acting immigration enforcement head, the person in charge of ICE. President Trump on Monday replaced Daniel Ragsdale in his role as acting director of immigration and customs enforcement, according to the Washington Post. He has been moved. He's been changed to another job. He'll become ICE's deputy director moving forward. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is in place. He's one of the few that have been pushed through by the Democrats and allowed to go forward and serve their president. He said that Thomas D. Homan would serve as ICE's acting director. No reason immediately given for the change other than John Kelly is now in charge, and he is making sure that the people in charge of ICE are going to be people who see the world as he does.
So now, was Ragsdale promoted? They say he was moved forward. What does that mean?
He was moved to a new position. I guess he was promoted upward or promoted sideways, but out of the way, and now no longer in charge of ICE. So I guess you have to look at that as a demotion.
But see, that's what amazes me about the government. It's just amazing. Instead of, again, I'm shocked that Trump just didn't fire him. Bye. Goodbye. Why did this keeping your job thing is amazing.
Yeah, the way the Washington Post describes it, he's become ICE's deputy director moving forward.
Oh,
from
okay.
here forward.
No. From here forward, he's the deputy director.
Yeah, so he's gone from being director to deputy director. So that's a demotion.
So he's like Barney Fife now.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay.
So those are the two big changes that have taken place here. And again, I keep coming back to the point. We were just talking a moment ago to Niels Lesniewski with the roll call. And we're going to get him a cup of coffee next time. But, I mean, we had him. what he said was is that they're going to drag out, for example, the appointment of the attorney general, the floor vote in the Senate until next week. Democrats are going to drag their feet on everyone. Now, look, there is no doubt that these people are ultimately going to be confirmed because the Democrats don't have the votes to ultimately stop it.
Right.
And I just got to ask you, what is the purpose of the Democrats continuing to drag their feet on these things?
They're shoring up their base. That's what they're doing. They're making their base happy.
But it doesn't do any good.
It doesn't matter whether it does any good. It's an ideology. They're promoting their ideology. That's all this is about. And they're shoring up their base to make them happy.
You know what? The president of the United States was elected by the people of this country to represent.
Not the majority.
But you know what? The electoral majority, and that's all that matters. He's the president of the United States. He has the right to have his team in place. There is nothing that's going to stop the people from ultimately being confirmed. Democrats are being obstructionist about this, and there is no good reason for it. What? You're gonna really consider the fact that you delayed it by 3 days of victory?
See, you've never been a 13-year-old girl. If you would look at politics the way a 13-year-old girl looks at seating arrangements in the cafeteria, then you would understand why they're doing the way they're doing. This is how children behave, and they're behaving like children, and that's what the political climate in this country has become. Because I've gone round and round and round. You're not on social media that much. I've gone round and round on social media with these people, and they'll say, well, you know what? Republicans said that they vowed that they weren't going to do anything Obama wanted to do from the first day, from the day he swore in, they were going to block Obama, and they did for 8 years. They blocked everything he wanted to do.
Here's the difference, Mary. When Obama came president, 8 of his people were in place on day one. 8. 8 of his people were in place on day one. This is not required. This is not necessary. This is being obstructionist. And you know what? The work of the government is being delayed, and the work of the people is not being conducted because the Democrats are dragging their feet. This needs to stop. Get this over with. These nominations are going to go through. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't delay the inevitable. 722.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Yeah, you want people to be helpful, don't you? I mean, ultimately, isn't that what you want? Well, I want to help you save some money. It's the new year. Time to look at all the things on your budget and decide whether or not you're spending money wisely or are you wasting money. If you're not with Ackerman, there's a good chance you're wasting a lot of money. How much are you paying for your monitoring service, your security monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? Well, you're paying too much. Right now, switch over to Ackerman. They cost about half of what the other guys charge. And by the way, they're good. They're experienced. With over 1 million women, men, children, protected families like yours and mine, Ackerman also offers the industry's only guaranteed response time. It's fast. It's easy. It costs nothing to do it. You can switch over, use your existing equipment. They can have you on the Ackerman system in a matter of minutes. So visit AckermanSecurity.com to see how to make your family safer and your wallet fatter. And here is a special deal. Just for folks listening to this radio station, WMAL. Take advantage of the New Year's resolution special. Get 3 months of monitoring free. That's right. 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Visit AckermanSecurity.com. That's AckermanSecurity.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Brian, and good morning, Mary. In the district, North Capitol Street Northwest northbound at M Street. Watch out. An accident is blocking two lanes. Police and the fire department on the scene, so you can use 1st Street Northwest, 1st Street Northeast, or New York Avenue. New York Avenue itself inbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's about a 20-minute view. Now, the outer loop of the Beltway just before River Road. Do watch out for an accident. They have pushed it over to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. The inner loop slow going from 395 to 66, and that's about a 16-minute commute. An accident on the George Washington Parkway northbound just before the Arlington Memorial Bridge. The left lane is blocked with police on the scene there as well. No serious mass transit delays. This report brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket expense. Call 1-800-808-5181. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and a little breeze, but that breeze is a warming wind today. South-southwester, you're the one. And some snow showers this morning, maybe a raindrop later, and some sun this afternoon. Mild 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 35 degrees, 727 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house, and immigration executive order has become the topic of a great deal of discussion, some protest. A lot of people like it, actually. I actually heard some reporting, some very responsible reporting, where they went out and they talked to people from areas that actually supported the president in this last election and got their opinions. Funny how they're so dramatically different from the opinions you hear in the Washington Post and the New York Times and on many of the cable channels. Jeff Bezos with Amazon owns the Washington Post. And he has promised in a memo to his employees to fight, and this is the headline, you ready? Amazon's Jeff Bezos promised to fight Trump's immigration ban. Okay, hold on. It's not an immigration ban. Immigrants are coming into this country just fine. A few of them are being screened more carefully. And a few of them are being told you can't come here until we can verify you are who you are. That's not a ban.
You and your pesky facts.
That's a restriction. Well, anyway, he says that he's going to support it, and he's actually putting up some money and the full resources of Amazon, which are considerable, to fight the president on this issue. 7:28.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up in just a moment, intrepid WMAL reporter Steve Burns is in search of Ollie the Bobcat. What is the latest? We'll tell you coming up in just a moment. 7:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A new acting attorney general has been sworn in, replacing the one fired last night by President Trump for refusing to enforce his travel ban.
The story all started around 6:30 p.m. when my colleague, Evan Perez, broke the story that acting attorney general Sally Yates had told her team of lawyers that she was not convinced that the executive order was lawful. And so she instructed her team at the Justice Department to simply not defend the order in court. But less than 3 hours later, she was fired and gone. The White House put out a statement last night around 9 p.m. saying Yates had, quote, betrayed the Justice Department.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. Dana Bente, Yates' replacement, isn't likely to be on the job long. Jeff Sessions is awaiting Senate confirmation to be the next attorney general. A new development this morning on what the White House plans to do about LGBT protections for federal workers. Early today, the White House issued a statement promising to keep the protections the Obama administration put in place for LGBT employees. There had been widespread reports that the Obama orders could be reversed. The Trump White House continues to move at a rapid pace to get things done.
There's no indication that President Trump plans to slow down his breakneck pace. Today he's going to be having a meeting on cybersecurity, and we're expecting him to sign an executive action on that front. But the big show comes this evening when we're expecting Donald Trump to announce his pick for a Supreme Court justice.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, and you can hear the president's announcement of a Supreme Court nominee tonight at 8 here on WMAL. Congress may be moving closer to taking back much of the control of the way the District of Columbia is governed. The Washington Post reports that the House committee that oversees the district is expected today to adopt a two-year agenda that calls for sweeping reviews of actions by D.C. lawmakers. Federal prosecutors have dropped felony rioting charges against three journalists who were arrested after protesters broke windows and set a limousine on fire in Washington on Inauguration Day. In all that day, police arrested 230 people on charges of felony rioting. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,971, the Nasdaq at 56,14. Sports, college basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards were idle. They host the Knicks tonight. And the Caps return to action after the All-Star break, taking on the Islanders on the road. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Welcome to 2017, WMAL listeners. How's that new year coming along for you? Crushing those New Year's resolutions, huh? Well, here's an easy way to make a real impact and help others. Donate your car, your van, your truck, or your boat to Cars for Kids. The nice people at Cars for Kids will arrange a free pickup of your vehicle in any condition at your convenience, plus no paperwork for you. And besides doing a good deed, you're going to get a tax-deductible receipt and a voucher for a 3-day, 2-night hotel stay. Your generous donation will help fund great programs for kids. And let's be real for a second here. You weren't really sure what you were going to do about that old car or boat anyway, right? So let it do some good in the world and call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com to donate today. Don't forget, that's Cars with a K. Again, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Call now and see how easy it'll be to make a difference in your community.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. In Bladensburg, Kenilworth Avenue southbound before Annapolis Road, an accident investigation is closing all lanes. Serious injuries reported. Northbound lanes are open. In the district, North Capitol Street Northwest, northbound at M Street, one lane is blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene there. Outbound New York Avenue after Bladensburg Road Northeast, there's a crash and the police are there too. George Washington Parkway headed north before Arlington Memorial Bridge. Watch out for a crash taking out the left lane with police on the scene. And the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway from 66 to the American Legion Bridge, it's a 13-minute commute. Mass transit on or close to schedule this time. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another Clifford coming on through. Marginal chances for a little snow at best. A couple of snow showers and maybe even some raindrops mixing in as the morning progresses. Then some sunshine as we get on through later today. Daytime highs getting above 50 degrees, right around 52. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Arlington, 32 in Hyattsville, 34 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Ken Cuccinelli. And then at 8:35, we'll be talking to Larry Kudlow. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson, joined by my co-host this morning is Mary Walter. Good morning to you, Mary, again.
And good morning again.
You know what that means.
You are just really taunting Larry.
It's time for Critter News, which is a certified fan favorite of Mornings on the Mall. And as of this morning, my registered trademark, Critter News, belongs to me. And just I'll explain why that's important here in just a moment. Joining us here in studio, Steve Burns, WMAL's intrepid reporter. And we have brought him in because he is hot on the trail of Ollie the Bobcat.
Yes.
Steve, tell us a little bit about Ollie the Bobcat. Who is now missing. This wild, vicious bobcat is now roaming somewhere in the District of Columbia because the National Zoo, well, they lost it.
Yeah, they lost it. We're coming up on about 24 hours now, the last time they saw Ollie the bobcat in her enclosure at the zoo. She was there at about 7:30.
Excuse me, Ollie is a she.
Ollie's a she, yes.
Okay, that's a little confusing, but go ahead.
Yes, I don't know what the zoo's naming practices are coming from.
Ollie the transgendered bobcat. No, go ahead, Steve.
Yes, she was gone by feeding time at about 10:40 yesterday. And according to one of the zookeepers, it was actually sort of a mesh fencing that got loose.
One of the ropes had broken, which basically left an opening of about 4x4, maybe 6x6 at biggest. And so we believe that's the area that she got out.
And so she is now roaming somewhere, they believe, possibly around Rock Creek Park. That would be a good place, a survivable place for a bobcat.
Now, how big is this bobcat?
25 pounds. Looks like your average house cat, but just...
On steroids.
On steroids, yeah. Big size there. So, yeah, looks like an average kind of house cat. Got tan, a tan body, big whiskers. You wouldn't miss it if you saw her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can climb trees and things like that, correct? So it could be in the trees.
Oh, yeah, could be up in a tree. That's okay. Why they don't want you to approach her, because she's easily spooked.
Could you be pounced upon?
You maybe.
Stop! Don't scare people.
Probably not. She's not known to be aggressive to humans unless the human is aggressive to her.
All right.
And the one big danger, though, is your small dog or cat, your squirrel.
Well, that's right. I was going to ask you about that because, this is a wild animal.
Right.
And they make a point of saying that, okay, occasionally birds or squirrels or small animals will get into the bobcat enclosure, and it was rare for them to come out alive.
Right.
In other words, the bobcat knows how to hunt.
Yes, she does.
And I would imagine that parts of D.C., you know, everywhere you look, you got these little dropkick dogs, these little tiny chihuahuas.
You're such an animal lover.
I mean, are these animals at risk?
They probably would be at risk. They said to watch out for your small dog or cat. So try to keep them inside and keep an eye on them, definitely. It's like they said, they have had birds go into the enclosure and not find their way out.
Now, Steve, I just want to know, what did I do to offend you? How is it that I feel that you have... the word betrayal comes to mind. You have betrayed me because you went on the Larry O'Connor Show...
No way.
...yesterday afternoon, the very obviously named Larry O'Connor Show.
Yes.
And did basically the same report, gave the people in the afternoon... But you do understand, of course, that Critter News is something that originated here on the morning show.
I do, yeah. Well, let me spell out what happened here.
All right, play.
I came in doing as the bosses tell me, and came in to do the report. Larry over here, all of a sudden, 30 seconds before the report goes on, starts furiously typing into his computer. Oh, I know what'll get Brian. I know what'll happen. And he types in the Critter News theme, as we all know.
And he turned your report into a Critter News segment.
Yes.
Even though he knew full well that that would irritate me. Because I consider Critter News to be sort of, well, I mean, it was a group effort, I'll admit.
Yes.
But it was always something that was a special part of the morning show. And here's exactly what Larry said last night on the way out of that segment.
This concludes the special afternoon edition of Critter News.
No. No.
He's gonna punch me when he learns I did this.
Yeah, I may. I just want to say to you, Steve, going forward to me, that, you know, Larry is dead to me now. By the way, I went online this morning, and I took Critter News as a phrase. It is now my registered trademark. By the way, I also own the domain name to critternews.com.
Oh, good.
So I just want to let anybody know, if you want to use the term Critter News going forward, and if you want to, I would be happy for you to use it, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
But you're going to have to get my permission first.
Sure.
My written permission to do that. And I will be glad to grant it to you, but never again is this to ever be used on the Larry O'Connor Show.
Well, I don't want to be caught in the middle of this or anything, but from what I can tell you, this report has been a lot more informative. Yesterday with Larry was just how many bad puns can he fit into one
segment.
Well,
see, now that's what Larry does.
Yeah.
You know, and so now we've actually informed people that their small dropkick dogs may be at risk.
Yes.
And we have told them to look up in the trees and they might be pounced upon.
Yes.
And by the way, can I just say, the zoo has failed here completely. I mean, what is the purpose of a zoo? It's to have animals in an enclosure so that if I go to the zoo one day and I say, man, I really want to see what a bobcat looks like, I go to the bobcat enclosure and there is said bobcat.
Right.
Now you don't even have to leave your house.
Yeah, you can look at, I guess that's a
thing. They do still have two other bobcats there, the two male bobcats.
Oh.
And they said that's actually what's most likely going to be what entices Ollie the bobcat back. Not necessarily the human searching for her, but the prospect of returning to her two male friends, who she may have wanted more space from temporarily.
Yeah. Which I totally understand. During this conversation, I'm totally understanding it. I would like it noted, though, that Steve threw management right under the bus.
Yeah,
Did you notice that? That just went totally unnoticed. He blamed the whole thing on, management.
That's the way it's done.
It's a long-standing practice here.
Long-standing practice in broadcasting. And that concludes this WMAL Mornings on the Mall official, certified, and copyrighted edition of Critter News. It's now 7:44 on WMAL.
Go to Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today and enjoy a medium, hot, or iced latte or macchiato. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Sure, thank you.
Oh, I have to talk now. I was so overwrought. about how my critter news has been taken from me.
I think you need to defend it, and I think we need to put it on pay-per-view or sell tickets.
But now I have to talk about my good friend Frank Prindle. I'm going to tell you all about Frank Prindle, because if you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. You know, anybody who's met Frank will tell you, great guy, Army vet, guy who knows his way around real estate, been doing it for years. He delivers results. He will sell your home for a price in a time you agree upon, or he will buy that house outright. That's been Frank's promise since the day I met him. He stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. Eric had tenants who were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. He listed it with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I assure you that there is only one Frank Prindle. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
It is 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning, Mary. Northwest D.C., North Capitol Street, Northwest at to M. There's a crash. One lane is blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene. An accident also, New York Avenue outbound right after Bladensburg Road. Police there, too. The Anacostia Freeway southbound as you come up on Kenilworth Avenue. There's a crash. And Bladensburg, Kenilworth Avenue southbound just before Annapolis Road. An accident investigation continues. And on Route 100 westbound before Arundel Mills Boulevard, there is a crash there. The right shoulder is taken out. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation coming in should not be all that aggressive. Most of it passes to our north. Clouds in this morning, and some snow showers are possible. Maybe even a raindrop later this morning. Some sun this afternoon. We'll get well above freezing, 52. Some clouds tonight, 37 in town. Overcast tomorrow, 47. Clouds and sunshine and in the mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in northwest Washington, 31 degrees, but it's cold out there. It feels colder than that, and it feels like it's 24, so stay warm, everyone. It is now 7:47 on WMAL.
And, Brian, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's much ado going on in Colorado. You know, Trump with his sanctuary cities, he says, I'm gonna take the money away from you. I'm going to find a way to defund you if you're a sanctuary city. Well, now a Republican lawmaker in Colorado, Dave Williams, he's a Colorado representative from Colorado Springs, announced a new bill. Now, this bill has not yet been introduced, but it would allow victims of certain crimes that are committed by illegal immigrants to sue politicians who refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities, which is brilliant because it puts them personally responsible for their personal choices to not enforce the law, which is brilliant when you think about it.
Well, in Colorado, I'm reading that the sanctuary cities are places like Denver and Boulder and Aurora, Colorado, are all sanctuary cities. And so the idea here is, okay, I bet this guy's from downstate, where they're a lot more conservative. And what happens here is you're saying, okay, if an immigrant is being protected by your sanctuary city, and they commit a crime and does harm to someone, that then you have the right to sue people who were not allowing the nation's laws to be enforced.
Exactly. So it holds them personally responsible. It's much like what happened in California with Kate Steinle. Her parents sued I want to say the judge who let, or the sheriff, sued the sheriff who let that illegal go. And that lawsuit was not allowed to proceed. And I don't know exactly why, but the lawsuit was not allowed to proceed. This would set the precedent of allowing lawsuits against lawmakers to proceed if they choose, due to their own personal beliefs, to not enforce the laws. And something bad happens because of that. And I think it's a great way to get people in line. Listen, he's afraid of Colorado and some of the cities losing money. He's smart. He can see this coming.
Yeah, you know, in Colorado, the Democrats control the House, so that might not go very far, but it certainly is an interesting idea, isn't it? One that perhaps could be picked up in other states around the country to force these sanctuary cities to start complying with the federal law.
Right, because I don't know what else would do it. Now, it only says it's for certain crimes, and it doesn't tell us what those certain crimes are. But Amanda, can you imagine if, like, for instance, in Kate Steinle's situation, if her parents wound up suing the mayor of a city because, you know, Bloomberg or one of these sanctuary cities can be personally liable. Now, I don't know if he is somehow immune from that lawsuit by his position and the taxpayers wind up paying.
Well, that's the other question, for sure.
You know, I don't know if that makes him, you know, he is immune personally, but I would assume his career is over, and we know all politicians just live for the next election.
Well, that's right. So. I mean, even if you don't ultimately prevail, you have started a conversation in that community and asking a very good question. Why are you, as a politician, violating the law and protecting people who are basically acting in the community as criminals?
Right.
Why are you protecting them? And that's a very uncomfortable question for politicians to have to answer.
Well, absolutely. But I think the one thing politicians understand more than anything else is the threat to their livelihood and the threat to reelection. It must be a very powerful drug being an elected official, because once they get in, they never get out. They just aspire to higher and higher office, or they say, hey, I like this gig of being mayor. So I'm just going to be mayor until I literally die in office. There's obviously a lot of perks that you and I aren't familiar with that come from being an elected official, because they love it. Whether it's a small town or it's a large city, they enjoy their perks.
It is now 7:51 on WMAL.
A window cleaner on the 24th floor falls and doesn't get hurt. How could it be? Welcome to Window World, Riddle My Window. Stay tuned for the answer.
But it's no riddle where real replacement window value dwells. Window World, ranked by J.D. Power, highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors, 3 out of 4 years in a row.
Free spring offer. Any size white vinyl 4000 series double hung window, $259 installed, includes custom trim. Compare at $600.
Pre-spring value store-wide. Windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimates.
American-made replacement windows from $259 installed with lifetime warranty. 703-955-4045. The fallen window cleaner didn't get hurt. He was working inside.
Window World, America's largest home improvement company. Simply the best for less.
Don't miss the United States Air Force Band's Jazz Heritage Series, Thursday, February 9th at 8 p.m. at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall in Alexandria. This free concert will feature Grammy-nominated vocalist Nina Freeland and the premier jazz ensemble of the U.S. Air Force, the Airmen of Note. Tickets are needed for this free jazz concert, Thursday, February 9th at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall. For more information, log on to usafband.af.mil. That's usafband.af.mil.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
7:53. Let's check in from the news desk at CNBC and see how we're doing with our money. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Well, trading in January wraps up today. Stocks fell sharply Monday on uncertainty about President Trump's travel ban. The Dow dropping 122 points to 19,971. The Nasdaq fell 47. The S&P 500 was down 13 points. And it looks like Wall Street will open with more losses this morning. The Federal Reserve begins a two-day policy meeting today. The Fed said it may raise rates three times this year. No hike is expected from this meeting. Apple reports its quarterly profit today. iPhone sales will be in focus for any signs of a slump. Apple stock has soared since the middle of last year. Earnings are also due from ExxonMobil, MasterCard, and UPS. All three are expected to post higher profits. And a new report could show home prices rose more than 5% in November. It's expected that consumer confidence held steady this month. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res with a great deal for you to have your carpets looking like new again. Listen to this special offer. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. If you're noticing traffic patterns worn into your carpets, spills, odors, or pet stains, trust me, they'll disappear after a Zero Res clean. Zero Res can also clean hard surfaces like wood floors, tile, grout, granite, and upholstery. So call Zero Res right now. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Three rooms of carpets for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's still the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. In the district, North Capitol Street Northwest, northbound at M Street, police are still on the scene of a crash. Outbound New York Avenue at West Virginia Avenue, there is an accident with lane blockages. In Bladensburg, Kenilworth Avenue southbound just before Annapolis Road, an ongoing accident investigation has all lanes blocked. The inner loop of the Beltway between Route 5 Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, up to a 23-minute travel time. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, about 29 or 30 minutes. And mass transit on or close to schedule. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians' 2016 Best Doctors list. Make an appointment with a specialist. Call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another clipper coming on through. Marginal chances for a little snow at best. A couple of snow showers and maybe even some raindrops mixing in as the morning progresses. And then some sunshine as we get on through later today. Daytime highs getting above 50 degrees, right around 52. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 31 degrees, 7:57.
The last furnace and air conditioner you'll ever have to buy for your home? Here's Dave Snell with the details.
You can get a brand new furnace, high efficiency, with a lifetime guarantee for as low as $89 a month. It's a true lifetime replacement guarantee, which means if the heat exchanger goes out, we'll replace the entire furnace at no charge, including installation.
No catches, no shell games, a true lifetime replacement guarantee on select systems.
Hi, this is Dave Snell for the stand-up guys at Snell Heat Heating and Air, and this will be the last furnace you'll ever have to buy for your home. 703-450-6300, or you can book your appointment online at snellheatingandair.com. True peace of mind with a brand new high efficiency furnace with a lifetime guarantee as low as $89 per month. Call today, 703-450-6300, for the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air, online at snellheatingandair.com.
When you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate, and now I feel loved where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa Card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Tuesday. Kind of a nothing day, right? Just celebrating a roulette win with a locally crafted brew, then taking in a breathtaking art collection before visiting Chef Marcus Samuelson's amazing new restaurant, and maybe seeing a comedian so good you'll be quoting jokes the next day to total strangers in the elevator? Yep, that's Tuesday for you.
At MGM National Harbor, even Tuesdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL in the next hour, we'll hear from Ken Cuccinelli as the president prepares to announce his Supreme Court nominee. We'll talk to Ken Cuccinelli about his thoughts on that. Also, Larry Kudlow at 8:35. I'm Brian.